Okay, on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is about 25 minutes past eight, and we're going to cross now to London because, of course, there has been havoc with British transport, particularly at Heathrow Airport with the snow and freezing temperatures. As it happens, my Chaser colleague, Richie Cook, is at Heathrow Airport. He's trying to get back to Australia, and he joins us now. Richie, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, mate.
Well, look, we've seen signs of chaos in lots of London transport hubs. Can you tell us what the scene's been like?
That's right. Well, I mean, the airports are the one that are getting all the news back home, but I think the trains are really where it's at the moment. I passed the queue at St Pancras today for the Eurostar, which yesterday had about 10,000 people in it.
10,000.
And I think today was down to a mere six. There were first aid crews there and people handing out soup. So when you combine British trains with French bureaucracy, you get an amazing result.
Good thing that the British are a very hardy people. Is this bringing Australians and POMs together, you know, the ability to complain about the weather?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the British moan is well known, so that you can definitely sense some enthusiasm that they've got a great excuse. I mean, they say that the scenes are reminiscent of the Blitz over at Heathrow because of all the people under blankets and in tents. But they also say that people didn't complain during the Blitz, so... Maybe that
times
part
have
of
changed.
Yeah.
So how bad are the snow and ice today?
Today, they're still on the ground. There was a bit of snow at Heathrow last night, I think, but there hasn't been too much since. But certainly the other airports, Gatwick and Stansted, are working fine. So for once, if you got an EasyJet flight and headed to the middle of Woolbrook, you got there quicker than if you went to the main one.
T1 is one of the major terminals at Heathrow. Can you tell us some of the scenes you saw there?
T1 is pretty extraordinary. That's definitely sort of front page photo. I think the thing I've seen which sums up best is that a couple from Sierra Leone compared it to a third world airport. So, I mean, that's a phrase from Caesar, isn't it? There's a tent up there and things have gotten so bad that there are people now who know that they won't be able to get home until New Year's. And also a few people have decided just to take taxis all the way to Germany. I can't imagine what the conversation's like in being stuck with a cabbie.
I don't know that the knowledge extends that far, does it?
That's right, yeah. You can only listen to so much talkback radio.
That's right. But, any scenes of airport rage around Heathrow?
There's certainly been some angry people. There was one guy who rang Lufthansa 500 times without getting through. So I didn't meet him personally, but apparently he's quite angry.
All right, Richie, well, you're trying to get a flight today, and obviously, you know, this has put a lot of tourists out trying to get back to their families for Christmas. Can you tell us what the scene's like at Terminal 4?
Well, I don't want to jinx it too much, but it looks like Terminal 4 is pretty smooth sailing at the moment. It's very, very crowded, but it's amazing what a blessed sight a long line is when it's moving very slowly compared to the scene of a tent you might have seen on a newspaper in the tube on the way in.
Oh, come on, Richie. Now, this is not the way these crosses are supposed to go. You're supposed to tell me that it's terrible, that you're having to hoard food, that you're jostling for position, and as far as I'm concerned, you've wrapped yourself in alfoil before we've spoken.
That's right. Yeah, I have been wearing the same pair of underpants for 3 days just in case. But apart from that, I'm sadly unprepared.
It's fair to say that that's got nothing to do with the weather.
That's right, it's incidental.
So what's the mood then amongst passengers in Heathrow Terminal where you are? Are people pretty buoyant about it?
We realise that we're the chosen and we've been very, very lucky. People here, almost all the flights are now running on time. We're part of the one-third that is getting out as normal. So I think people are just relieved that they're not in Terminal 1, pretty much.
Thanks very much for giving us the latest drama and lack of drama from the UK today, Richard Cook.
Pleasure.